Norlin has been waiting for quite a while. Thank you for your patience, sir, and what's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. My grandson has kind of a delicate stomach, and we would like to get some magnesium into him, but with his bowel issues already, it would probably exacerbate the situation by giving him magnesium. Is there a type of magnesium that would not cause bowel issues for the little man?
Well, there's a type that's least likely to cause bowel issues.
And that type is?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about it, and
okay.
I'll get to the name. This is fairly new. I do have enough gray hair that people think I know something, so they ask me to speak at medical conventions, and I do. But, of course, as you know, there's always the booths at the conventions that are showing the latest and greatest, as well as the oldest and greatest. And someone handed me a study on something called, here's the name, MAG, and then the letters SRT, which stands for sustained release. What the research showed is that this indeed is sustained release. In other words, it releases a little bit at a time. And if one uses, and this is the research paper, this is a new product. I have not recommended it to myself because I don't need it, or I will be recommending it to people in similar situations to your grandson. So what they did anyway is to give this type of magnesium, the sustained release. It's a 500 milligram tablet. And they measured the blood levels of magnesium. And then they gave somebody 500 milligrams of magnesium in a regular tablet, and they measured the blood levels. And as you might suspect, with the non-stained release one, there was a real peak, and then the blood levels came back down within a couple of hours, indicating that all the magnesium was basically absorbed in a big hurry. And this sustained relief stuff, there was just a climb to a relatively low level of magnesium in the blood, and then it just stayed there for 8 hours, and then it went back down again, indicating all that it took 8 hours to get the whole dose in. Now, I cannot tell you for sure that this will be tolerable to your grandson, but what I can say is that given that research, it has the best chance of being tolerable of anything I've seen so far.
Okay, well, that is wonderful to hear that. And it's available at your clinic?
Not yet, sir. This is a brand new product. It will be fairly shortly. But look around, see if you can find it anyplace else if you're in a hurry. It is a new product, just came out. And you know, sir, the convention was just 2 weeks ago. You ever hear anybody tell you there are no coincidences? Because I wouldn't have known about this if I hadn't gone to that convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have been able to tell you.
Now, would using magnesium oil or gel get some of the magnesium into the body?
Absolutely so. And how old is your grandson?
He's 31 today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, in that case, he can hold still in some salt bath, too. That would get magnesium.
Okay, he could always use that.
Yeah, and I was thinking of a 4-year-old, to tell you the truth, and get him to hold still in a bathtub is kind of hard. But an Epsom salt bath would do it, and you're right, magnesium would get, the magnesium oil would get into the body, and then with this new sustained release technology, that might be more convenient, but I can't tell you if we can find it right away, so I'd try some Epsom salt baths to begin with.
Oh, thank you, doctor. That is so nice to hear.
Well, I hope it helps him.
Okay. Thank you, doctor, and you have a happy new year.